Welcome to Press TV's News Review, where we look deeper into some of the top stories of the day. Stick around, everybody. On this edition of the News Review, U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes the Iranian government wants to hold talks with his administration. Trump did not provide any evidence to back up his claim. He was speaking at a White House meeting earlier. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said the president was open to a meeting with his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, with no preconditions at the U.N. General Assembly meeting later this month. Steven Mnuchin, however, said no planning has been made for the meeting. He also said Washington will maintain its maximum pressure campaign against Tehran. Iranian officials say no talks will take place with Washington as long as its anti-Iran sanctions are in place. Joining us on this edition of the News Review, we have author and journalist Robert Fantina joining us from Kitchener, also joining us from Budapest. We've got George Samueli, Senior Research Fellow at Global Policy Institute. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Robert Fantina. Does the current U.S. administration lack a clear strategy on Iran?
It certainly lacks a clear strategy on Iran. It lacks a clear strategy on just about everything. Donald Trump operates in a fantasy world of his own. He's saying now that the Iranian government wants to, or is willing to, enter into negotiations with the United States, although he has produced no evidence to support that. However, there is ample evidence to say that that is not the case. The government of Iran has, Iranian spokesmen consistently said they will not negotiate with terrorists, and that what the United States is doing now to Iran is economic terrorism. So Trump is making these statements with no basis in fact, and this is what he continues to do. The sanctions against Iran are illegal, unjust. They violate the JCPOA, which was endorsed by the United Nations. Donald Trump has no clear plan for Iran or for anything else that he's involved in.
Mr. Samueli, the U.S. president says that he believes the Iranian government wants to hold talks with his administration. Iranian officials have stated that the talks will not take place with Washington as long as its anti-Iran sanctions are in place. Why should Iran hold talks with the United States under the current circumstances? And should it even trust the United States at this point?
Well, the answer to your second question is no, it shouldn't trust the United States. The answer to your first question is that there is no reason for Iran to hold talks with the United States. While the United States is maintaining its sanctions policy, and even the harshest of sanctions, I mean, even the ones with the where they at least extended waivers to certain countries on importing oil from Iran, the very minimum that Iran might expect from the United States is at least to return to the waivers regime. But the United States isn't offering even that. So why on earth should they go and provide Trump with a photo op in New York, so that then Trump administration can pretend that they are being reasonable and that they want to negotiate, and that and it's in fact the Iranians who are being frightfully unreasonable and refusing to come to any kind of agreement. Any agreement that Iran would now sign with the United States would be much worse than the one they signed in 2015. So why should they want to sign an agreement with the United States, particularly when there's no guarantee that even this agreement, which would be much worse than the 2015 agreement, there's no guarantee that the next man in isn't going to walk out on that agreement. So of course there's no incentive.
Robert Fantina, do you agree with our guest in Budapest, the Iranians, the Islamic Republic has no reason to trust the United States at this point?
Yes, I agree completely. The United States entered into an agreement with Iran in 2015. It was maintained in good faith until Donald Trump became president, and then it was violated. Iran, demonstrating great good faith, maintained the agreement for a full year, waiting for the other European signatories to come up with a way to get around threatened U.S. sanctions. Now, the one thing I disagree with that your other speaker said is that the next man in the office may violate any new agreement. But what we have to remember is Donald Trump may violate any new agreement. He may make an agreement with Iran, which is not going to happen, certainly, because, as has been said, it would be a terrible agreement. But if he were to sign one with Iran today, he could decide in 3 or 6 or 12 months he doesn't like that one anymore and walk out of that. There is no reason to trust him. He has shown he is completely untrustworthy. Iran has no incentive whatsoever to negotiate with the United States.
Mr. Samueli, your final thoughts on the issue. What is the way forward at this point? Iran has constantly maintained that apart from the European signatories to the JCPOA having to uphold their commitments, the United States has to return to the JCPOA.
I think the way forward for Iran is to simply ignore the United States and, by and large, ignore the Europeans. I mean, it's obvious that the Europeans are not going to come up with any kind of a program to enable Iran to avoid U.S. sanctions. And just endlessly getting into these debates with Macron is just a waste of time. I think Iran has powerful allies in Russia and China, and Russia and China are determined to ensure that Iran avoids the or evades the U.S. sanctions regime. And I think that's where it's going to go. I think step by step, Iran will step away from the JCPOA. I think within a year, it will be no more. And I think that's the only way to go.
All right. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. George Samueli joining us from Budapest. Also, journalist Robert Fantina joining us from Kitchener, Ontario. And with that, it brings us to an end here on this edition of the News Review. Do stay tuned, though. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Bye for now.